Hello, I'm Aaron Montes. This is KTEP News. El Paso County officials are calling on the federal government to conduct an environmental impact analysis over a proposed new massive detention center in Socorro. County officials say the federal government is compelled to conduct such a study before undertaking large projects. The county and other government officials believe DHS plans on opening one to hold over 8,500 immigrants on industrial property in East El Paso. County Attorney Christina Sanchez said her office has sent a letter to the region's congressional delegation urging lawmakers to have DHS conduct an environmental impact study before opening another detention center.
So arguably, this initiation of a mega detention facility site would be considered a major federal action because of the potential that it would have for the environment.
Sanchez and other county officials said they have heard nothing from the federal government on plans for warehouse properties bought by DHS in Socorro. Sanchez told the Commissioner's Court her office has issued numerous public information requests from the federal government and has met with community stakeholders and members of the public over the proposed detention center. And three mariachi students were released from ICE detention Monday after bipartisan pressure. Some lawmakers made a visit Monday to the Dilley Detention Center where two of the teens were held. San Antonio Democratic Congressman Joaquin Castro held a press conference after the visit to call for the release of all families from ICE detention. TPR's Corey Cook reports.
Castro said the Gomez Cuellar family was released from detention, but his work is not finished.
I'd said very clearly that my goal is to shut down Dilley. I don't think anybody should be kept in that trailer prison. And most especially children. We met more children today who have been traumatized by the experience.
Castro provided examples of a young boy with a swollen stomach from lack of food and a pregnant woman lacking medical care to describe the inadequate and often cruel treatment. This was Castro's third trip to Dilley. He's expecting to return there on March 20th. I'm Corey Cook in San Antonio.
And a new poll by an organization that accurately forecasts the Texas Democratic Senate primary results shows Democratic nominee James Tallarico in a statistical dead heat with both remaining Republican candidates looking ahead to the general election. Houston Public Media's Andrew Schneider says the poll comes as Texas Republicans wait for President Trump to announce his endorsement in the GOP Senate contest.
The survey by Public Policy Polling shows Tallarico leading Senator John Cornyn by one percentage point in a hypothetical fall matchup and leading State Attorney General Ken Paxton by 2 points. Tom Jensen explains how the firm conducted the survey.
30% of our respondents were Democrats, 41% were Republicans, and 30% were independents. And we also asked people how they voted in the last presidential election. 54% voted for Donald Trump, 40% voted for Kamala Harris, and 6% said that they sat it out. So we had a Trump plus 14 sample, just like the results were in the state 2 years ago.
Public Policy Polling conducted the survey on behalf of Senate Majority PAC, an organization dedicated to electing a Democratic majority in the U.S. Senate. I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.
And disability advocates warn a federal lawsuit could lead more people into institutional care settings. KERA's Abigail Ruman reports Texas is leading a group of states that claim part of the Americans with Disabilities Act is unconstitutional.
James Lunde is with the ARC of DFW Area, a local advocacy organization. He says the lawsuit targets language allowing people with disabilities to receive services in their community rather than in institutions.
They no longer get to choose who they live with, what the activities they do, and who they get to commune with.
The ARC of DFW Area is working to pressure the Attorney General to withdraw from the lawsuit. Lunde says the organization is giving people tools and resources to reach out to policymakers and share concerns. I'm Abigail Ruman in Dallas.
Support news, music, and information because public radio matters. Thank you for listening. For KTEP News, I'm Aaron Montes.